And in with us this morning is Sam Clausen. And
that's right.
Here, so this is your inaugural munch. You're a rookie.
That's right.
All right. Well, you'll be a grizzled veteran by the time it's over.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, we're glad to have you in, Sam, and we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
All right. Well, thank you for having me. Today, I want to read a bit out of the book of Revelation, actually, with the weather the way it is and it bring whatever kind of spring it is. It can be sort of a downtime. Things can get monotonous. But in Revelation 4, verses 8 through 11, it says, "Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and night they never stop, saying, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.' Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, 'You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.'" Now, I think it's just amazing how forever and ever, the creatures, the elders, they never stop. They never get tired of praising. They never take a day off and decide, I think I'll just sit this chorus out. It's it's every time they worship and praise God. And Paul exhorts us to do the same in 1 Thessalonians 5. He says, "Rejoice always and pray continually." We are to have that same strength when it comes to giving God the glory, never to cease with our praise and with our joy that we find in him. I think G.K. Chesterton really sums it up great in his book Orthodoxy. He's got a chapter called Ethics of Elfland, where he says this: "The thing I mean can be seen, for instance, in children, when they find some game or joke that they specially enjoy. A child kicks his legs rhythmically through excess, not absence, of life. Because children have abounding vitality, because they are in spirit fierce and free, therefore they want things repeated and unchanged. They always say, 'Do it again,' and the grown-up person does it again until he is nearly dead. For grown-up people are not strong enough to exalt in monotony. But perhaps God is strong enough to exalt in monotony. It is possible that God says every morning, 'Do it again,' to the sun, and every evening, 'Do it again,' to the moon. It may not be automatic necessity that makes all daisies alike. It may be that God makes every daisy separately, but has never got tired of making them. It may be that he has the eternal appetite of infancy, for we have sinned and grown old, and our father is younger than we."
That's a good word for it. Sam, would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
I'd love to. God, thank you for today. It's a new day, and help us to rejoice and be glad in it, to be like children who never get tired of giving you glory, of giving you praise, even if our jobs, our schools, the weather is dragging us down. We pray that you give us strength just by looking to you and giving you glory and honor. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sam Clausen joining us from Toledo Christian Schools. And tell us about Toledo Christian.
Well, Toledo Christian is one of the largest Christian schools in the area. Our mission is to educate, disciple, and prepare students to follow Christ and impact culture. It's my first year there, and it's been great. The welcome that I've received from the families there, from my other teachers, from the administration, the amount of times that people have been willing to pray with me, to challenge me in my faith. It's just been incredible. One of the reasons that I was drawn to the school was their transition to classical education, which is sort of my background in college. We want to teach our kids what's true, what's good, what's beautiful. Life skills are good and they're important, but students will learn those in life. We want to teach our students what it really means to live a good life and to live a life devoted to God. And that's what we're preparing them for. That's what we're educating them in.
Very cool. Very cool.
And where can people go to find out more information in the school in general?
People can head to ToledoChristian.com and find all the information that they need.
Excellent. Thank you so much.